A change in state law would allow regional transit authorities, or RTAs, to implement a sales tax of up to a half cent to fund public transit. Deborah Wetter is the Valley Transit General Manager in Appleton. She says currently most public transit systems are funded through property taxes, but there is a limit to how much a city can increase the property tax levy. And since fuel costs have gone up, they don't have the ability to meet their needs.
Sales tax is not totally stable, but properties that have been funded by sales tax have generally been able to plan farther in advance than those that are having to go for allocations every year from municipalities.
Wetter adds Appleton's metropolitan population will be more than 200,000 in the next census, making them ineligible for the $2 million in federal transit funding they currently receive. That money goes into the Department of Transportation's Common Fund, so the loss would affect public transit systems across Wisconsin. Ed Huck is executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities, which helped draft an RTA bill. He says because each region is different, there needs to be a system applicable to that economy. Huck adds Wisconsin is the only Midwestern state without a regional transit system. He says the bill will be considered in the next legislative session and hopes it will be law by June 2009. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.